Hello, friends, and Merry Christmas. This is the Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, on 1150 AM, just outside Seattle in the United States. And I wanted to first wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year. This is a special Christmas program we're having today with Lois Berman, a wonderful, fantastic psychic from Boston. She'll be on in a few minutes. And then followed by the next hour, we'll have a second show on the best of Out of This World Radio for 2014, which I'm sure you'll find out of this world. Our program focuses on out of this world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. And we will have only the best psychics, the UFO people in the world on our program. And I guarantee, my friends, it'll be the most interesting radio program you've ever listened to, as you will hear information here that you will simply not hear elsewhere. We are one of the top-rated talk show programs in the Seattle area, and we are also the fastest-growing psychic and UFO radio program in the world with listeners in over 60 countries. I'm so happy you could join us today for our special Christmas program. Lois, wonderful psychic and healer, Lois Byrne will be on the show for the first hour from 2 to 2:45 with UFO contactee Scott Limriel giving us the Benevolent Galactic Alliance perspective on 2014 and the wonderful things in store for us for the future from 2:45 to 3. And then on the second hour, we will have some wonderful excerpts from the late Dr. Masaru Emoto, the world's most famous water scientist and one of the most spiritual people in the world, Christine Day, who brought on a live human extraterrestrial on the show from the Pleiades, Uri Geller, the world's most famous remote viewer from London, England, and Glenys McCants, one of the world's most interesting and fascinating numerologists, among others. This is a program that you will not want to miss. The purpose of my program is to raise consciousness to make this world a better place to live, and I know with everyone's help we can make this world a much better and happier place. But before I introduce my guests, I always want to thank everyone who donated to the radio program. We are supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the Donate button in our upper right-hand corner of the webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it, or you can go to our older website at outofthisworld1150.wix.com/outofthisworld. For those who donate $10 or more, they will receive a powerful spiritual prayer guaranteed to provide protection, and for $25 or more, they'll get a free psychic reading. My email address for those who'd like to contact me is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or my toll-free number within North America is 1-888-879-8339. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on Out of This World Radio will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. I wanted to tell you briefly about the Galactic Wisdom Conference at the Inn at Gig Harbor from March 6th to the 8th. Next year, located only 10 to 15 minutes from Tacoma, the Inn at Gig Harbor has a wonderful, modern, and clean ballroom, an excellent restaurant, and there's even a hot tub, too, for guests. Next door, for those interested in spirits, there's a whiskey distillery next door for those who get thirsty. Seriously, there is. For more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And I would also like to thank the many sponsors of this show and friends who helped me produce this show, including my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website, providing moral support, my dear friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla College, my dear friend Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer, Eric Ryder, and station manager, Eric Kramer, without whose help and support this program would not have been possible. I'm doing some translation work now on a really interesting book that Dr. Emoto and David Icke did a couple of years ago. It's available in Japanese, but only in Japanese and in Japan. So if there's anyone out there who does translations from Japanese to English, please give me a ring or send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We can pay. I'd be happy to pay for your services. We just need some help on translations. You can also follow us on Twitter at Ted Marr, OTW Radio, and at Facebook at Out of This World Radio. Now let's go to our wonderful and amazing guest, Lois. Lois, are you there?
I certainly am, Ted. I'm waiting to go to the conference so I can get one of those moments in that hot tub.
Oh, all right. Well, and you're also welcome to go to the distillery next door, too. This is a spiritual healing conference. And so for those interested in not only learning more about spirits, but drinking spirits, there'll be an ample opportunity for that. I'm just joking, of course, but it's funny how the place is, there actually is a distillery next door.
Right.
Well, Lois, you're a spiritualist, a humorist, a psychic, and a healer. And you have your own radio show and television show.
I do.
In Boston?
Yes. Unfortunately, my radio show is not up and running at this time.
Mm-hmm.
There were some new people that bought the radio station from Miami. Mm-hmm. And after a year of new ownership, they decided to make it an all-speaking Haitian station.
Okay.
So I'm looking to kind of revamp the show, make some new changes, and get some new ideas, and get maybe a different kind of radio program together.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I consider you, Lois, one of the best psychics in America, and healers as well, helping people find out the spiritual reasons for whatever problems they may have. And every time I talk to you, Lois, I always learn something new.
Thank you. Tell that to my daughter.
All right. Well, if she's listening, I'd be happy to say. What's her name, by the way?
No, I can't do it.
Okay. All right. Well,
no, actually, she has a lovely name. It's a Hebrew name. Her name is Tova.
Tova.
T-O-V-A, and it means good.
Okay. Well, Tova, from Ted here, I just want you to pay attention to your mom, Lois. She knows what she's talking about. And so,
well, you know how that works with children, Ted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes you don't recognize the wisdom of your parents till much later in life. But parents do have wisdom. They have a lot of knowledge. And it behooves us all to pay attention to your elders. As it's always a good idea. Well, you know, 2014 is almost to the end, and this is a special Christmas program now I'm having with you, Lois, and I couldn't think of anyone better to have on today. I'd love to talk about angels and guardian angels and how people can communicate with the other side and get the kind of spiritual, perhaps the spiritual questions that they need answered to help them out.
First of all, guides and mentors and angels are not new.
Mm-hmm.
They have been here since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. I think that God's knowledge of wisdom said to the many people and the many energies around him, you know, I cannot talk to everyone myself. So I'm going to choose certain energies and certain ways so that I can communicate with everyone. And so he decided that the soul, the energy, the being of someone would be the main focus of the human heart. And, you know, we all understand that we are born with this umbilical cord. And there is this spiritual connection, the spiritual cord that comes from your soul that goes right into the hand of God. And it is never disconnected until it's time for you to move from the earth plane to the spiritual plane. And so that connection, which is an energy, a vibration, is available to all of us, and it's all around us. And one of the things that I have learned about spiritual guides and mentoring is that at some point you have to stand and ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't know how to ask for help, Ted.
Sure.
And one of the things that God has taught me is that if you come to me and let me know that you're ready to make a change in your life, to move forward, to make things happen in your life, you have to tell me that you're ready so that I will put things into place. Otherwise, if I don't know you're ready and you don't tell me, I'm not going to waste those gifts I want to wait and give them to you until you'll appreciate them and use them. You know, there's a saying that parachutes are wonderful, but only if you open them, Ted.
Oh, sure, sure.
You know, everyone has a package, but, you know, sometimes you don't open it. I think that sometimes people don't realize that their own inner strength is a package. Their own inner abilities is a gift. Everyone is a gift. Everyone has a gift. And at some point, we have to learn to mentor ourselves with a conversation. You have to talk to yourself sometimes, Ted, like you would talk to your friend.
Oh, interesting, interesting. You know something? I have to share this with you, Lois, and my many listeners. The entire studio here has just lit up as you were speaking. I looked around and I said, who turned on the lights? Somebody has turned on the lights, and you have. With your beautiful advice, Lois, you've just managed to, there's all this angelic light coming into the studio now. It's much brighter now.
Thanks. Well, as I said before, this is not new information. Mm-hmm. And if you notice in the past 20 years or so, you have people like the Long Island Medium, you have James Von Prague, John Edwards, you have a lot of people that have opened the door and given some education and enlightenment to the fact that there is an energy that is very real and you can communicate that. Mm-hmm. Now, I think mediums and people who are such as the Healing Conference is that the most important thing that we need to learn to do as mediums and people who are giving messages is to understand that our journeys and our jobs at this present moment is to teach people to heal themselves and to learn to repair what is broken. I have not met anyone who does who's not broken somewhere, Ted. Mm-hmm. I believe it was Ernest Hemingway who said, you know, people are broken at very different places. And when you heal those junctures, that's where your strength comes from. And so if we can help people repair what is broken, then I think people can move forward and the vibration in the world can change.
Well,
and I think that what we have to learn to do is to be aware of the issue first. Otherwise, you don't know what to fix. So let's identify what's broken. Perhaps your heart is broken. Perhaps you're broken in a job. Perhaps financially you're not where you want to be. You might have an issue with a child. So let's identify what it is that you want to repair. And if you can sit down and identify that, then what you're doing is letting the possibilities of repair come to you, because by being aware of what is broken, that is another message that you're sending to God in the spirit world that you're ready to fix it.
Nice.
So
nice.
You're opening the door to let that higher power give you a resource. You know those ideas you get? Oh, that's a good idea.
Sure.
Or your gut tells you something, and if you pay attention to it, that's how you repair things.
Well, what a wonderful thing to say, Lois. I have to tell you, too, that when you come to the Lois will be at the Galactic Conference this March 6th, 7th, and 8th in Gig Harbor, at the end of Gig Harbor. And I'm doing some schedule changes, but there will be a chance for everyone to meet Lois in person at a meet and greet both Friday night and Saturday night, where you'll be able to talk to her informally about anything. And Lois, I think you're one of the best psychics in the country, and you're a wonderful healer, too, with this kind of message.
Well, you know, I would like to let people know that what they're looking for in making a change or repairing themselves is evidence.
Mm-hmm.
We need personal evidence. I call it a track record.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation that I just had about talking to God and knowing there's a higher power and letting people know that you're ready is a personal journey that I went through. I learned that by taking one step at a time. There was a time in my life, Ted, when I was going paralyzed. I had a car accident. I got misdiagnosed. And after 6 years of trying to get help, I was dying, literally, physically, emotionally, mentally, dying, and I went to a very famous hospital in Boston, and it's the hospital that the Boston bombings went to.
Sure.
And why can't I think of it?
Okay. All right. No, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Right. Sometimes my memory goes somewhere else. But I eventually went to the Leahy Clinic. I'll get to it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I met this doctor who was doing research on spinal cord injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him four months after he learned a procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to Dr. Friedberg at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
If I had been to him 2 years before that, he would have not known the new experiment.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, and I would have ended up dying or on a respirator for the rest of my life.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So, but I had an opportunity to walk into God's office.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I knocked on his door. I walked in and I yelled at him.
Uh-huh.
And he said to me, "Thank you, Lois." And then my grandfather came to me in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how I got the strength and the courage to move forward. My grandfather said he'd help me. I said, "Thank you."
Wow, wonderful, wonderful.
But that happens to everyone, just not me, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I paid attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
I also learned that I choose my own thinking.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But that has to come from your awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it occurred to me in a moment of insight
mm-hmm.
that I had a past lifetime as the person that was crippled.
Huh, interesting.
And in that lifetime, I didn't take care of myself,
mm-hmm.
nor did I find anyone to help me.
Mm-hmm.
So the journey in this lifetime was to learn how to make it happen,
mm-hmm.
trust myself, go the distance, never give up,
mm-hmm.
and take the painstaking energy and steps to be in the right place at the right time to find someone who could help me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's all a thought process. I had mm-hmm. to believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
I had to believe that there was going to be someone at the end of the road to help me.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And a lot of people discourage you from that.
Sure, sure, sure. Well, it's just amazing that I think that we all have, actually, I think many psychics say, Lois, that we're all psychic, actually.
Except absolutely.
We're all psychic. We all have that capability, but you just have to stop and try to think and pay attention to that little inner voice within you, which is always there.
Spalding Rehab.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hospital I went to, Ted.
Uh-huh.
Spalding Rehab, and they paid attention to what I said, and as a result of their diagnosis, that encouraged me to go to another doctor.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I was there at the right place at the right time.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And
let me tell you, I had moments of great despair and
mm-hmm.
great discouragement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the places where I were, that I was broken, I made stronger. So when I talk to people about the journeys they're on, about the awareness, listening to their inner gut, that's my evidence that it works. You don't have to do it my way, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is that's how possibilities happen.
Mm-hmm.
When you put more energy into what's important to you. I'm not telling you to be selfish.
Mm-hmm.
But I am telling you that using your gifts and using that silver cord, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
that's connected to the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was huge, my grandfather coming to me. That made me turn a corner.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, one of the things that happened in my life many years ago, that I was in a terrific car accident back in
mm-hmm.
1978, and I almost died. I was hit head-on at approximately 110 miles an hour. I was going about mm-hmm. 50. He was going 60 or more. And I was driving a little Volkswagen Beetle, and my head hit the steering wheel.
Who wasn't I? I was in a Volkswagen.
You were? Oh, my goodness.
I was a Super Beetle.
Me too.
And I also had a head-on collision.
Oh, my God. Well, I was in a 1972 Super Beetle, and I ended up 6 days later out of a coma.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, I've had tinnitus in both ears, especially in my right ear.
Mm-hmm.
But then I remember talking to you at some point the last couple of months, and you said that was to help me learn to listen. I think you said something. And
right.
This is my and that I'd had a previous lifetime as without hearing, and
right.
I needed to learn how to listen.
Right. You see, the interesting thing is that what understanding your intuition, it's just, you know, not giving readings.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have an insight to what works for you,
mm-hmm.
and an underlying reason, you know, psychiatry has taught us, Ted,
mm-hmm.
that sometimes our parents and our teachers from different generations
mm-hmm.
Really weren't forthcoming in what the truth is about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was in the fourth grade, someone told me, the principal of the school told me I was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So as we grow and as we learn things...
Oh, so was I. I was called stupid,
right.
too, when I was a little kid.
Right.
Right.
Well,
right.
We're gifted, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so what we do as adults and as we learn is that we have to take responsibility to rethink what is our truth. You know, not everybody is born the same, so why do we want to continue to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and what I learned was that it made sense to me, my thought process,
mm-hmm.
because I understood the different layers. You know, years ago, there was a treatment called analysis where you went back into your life and you analyzed and you figured out kind of who you were. Well, you can do that today. Brian Weiss talks many lives, many masters about your past lives.
Right.
So that's like an instant analysis.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives you like... Oh, I never thought of it that way, but it makes sense to me.
Sure.
So we have to, we cannot just think on that top layer. We have to go underneath that, and that is where your information is. You can do that through meditation.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that through listening. You can sit down and say, what is it that I need to learn? So if you can accept that there are no right or wrongs and there are no mistakes,
mm-hmm.
and that you make a contract with God before you come here,
mm-hmm.
that these are the things that you're going to work out. So in other lifetimes, you have a journey, mm-hmm. you start new things, you finish new things,
mm-hmm.
you come into a new lifetime,
mm-hmm.
you can finish what you started, mm-hmm. and then you can begin new things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a continuation. Spiritualism is a continuation of life spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't learn everything in 1 year or one lifetime. So you bring it with you,
mm-hmm.
and you use that, you know, as once again, evidence to what it is that you're going to do. You know, why do some people get these brilliant ideas?
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from?
Sure.
It comes from a lesson learned before.
Hmm.
Why is it that terrible things happen to good people?
Mm-hmm.
Because they could have had a past lifetime where they did something inappropriate,
mm-hmm.
that karma can come back in another lifetime.
Interesting. Okay, interesting.
You know, why do some people think they're gay,
mm-hmm.
or they know they're gay,
mm-hmm.
or it's not a choice to be gay.
Sure.
They might have had a lifetime where they were a man, they enjoyed their life, they understood, and then they came into the body of a woman, which
mm-hmm.
they had to learn to work with,
mm-hmm.
and perhaps it didn't work in this lifetime.
Mm.
So you see underlying things about why people are the way they are, because we criticize. And we are judgmental of people that we don't understand.
Sure, sure. And I think that goes true, too. You talk about past lives. Let's say you meet someone and you instantly develop a really wonderful rapport with them. I mean,
right.
That can be from a past life as well, I think.
Absolutely. Oh,
mm-hmm.
of course.
Mm-hmm.
Or, now, I also realized that my first husband, I don't have another one, Ted,
mm-hmm.
but I don't like to say my ex-husband, so it's my first husband.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
My first husband was a man that I was married to before.
Oh.
But I never walked away from that relationship, and I never turned around and took control of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I died in that lifetime, in that relationship, a victim.
Really? Interesting.
So in this lifetime, I said no to him at first, but then he kind of swept me off my feet. He was an Israeli. He had a great accent. He was exciting. He was gifted. But there was another side that he did not show to me till after we got married.
Mm-hmm.
But in this lifetime, I then said, I don't think so. And I packed his bags. I went downstairs, got his suitcases, and packed his bags.
And
a good Jewish wife made him breakfast before he left.
Oh, so you guys broke up, ended the relationship, but you were nice enough to pack his bags.
Let me do this for you. Here's some breakfast, and, you know, be well. Now, that was my first identification of not being the victim. Now, what that did for me when I had my car accident, it reinforced you are no longer a victim, and you're not going to be victimized because of a car accident. And so that gave me the ability to have the right to say to these doctors, you know, I don't think so. I had 13 different diagnoses, Ted. 13. And after my surgery, I got all my records, and I went back to every one of those doctors, and I said, let me teach you something. There was one doctor, I said, you know, you're very lucky. He said, really? I said, yeah, you're lucky that I didn't kill myself, and you're luckier that I didn't kill you. And I said, send me a bill so I can tell people why I'm not going to pay you. And they made me see a psychiatrist because they couldn't find my problem on an X-ray because it wasn't the right time. It doesn't mean it wasn't there. And he said to me, you're angry. And I said to him, well, aren't you clever? And
goodness.
I said, please don't send me a bill for this. Now, I have a background in psychiatric nursing, Ted. I worked for Harvard University in their Department of Psychiatry. So I'm very aware of what I'm feeling. I'm very in tune to what my needs are. I'm not saying it's perfect, and I'm not saying that I don't have moments of, you know, taking my hand on my forehead and say, Lois, what is that? You know, it's a lesson learned. So now when things don't happen the way I want them to, or it's quote, not here yet, I don't worry about it, Ted, because it's not the right timing. People really have to understand that things will fall into place at the right time. And I believe whether it's God's timing, whatever kind of timing it is, nothing is ever a perfection. Nothing and no one. But I told my friends that I was going to go dancing after my surgery. And they looked at me like, oh my God, Lois. They told my parents I'd never walk again.
Oh no.
But I saw myself dancing, and I went to a wedding 3 months after my surgery, and I'm on the floor dancing.
Oh, my goodness. Wonderful.
But
Wonderful.
You see, I could not let anyone take that away from me because that would have victimized me.
Sure, sure.
Now, if you came into my life and you told me something wonderful, and it was right in my gut, I would say thank you. But if you came into my life and said that I said, no, I don't think so, it doesn't feel right, I didn't care who you were, and I could not get caught up in what people thought about me. Because that also would have made me a victim. And I chose to understand that I could not afford that kind of negative thinking.
Sure. Well,
so I was chosen from another lifetime to put all this together to do what I do now. I've had many years of practice here, but I've also done it in other lifetimes, I also think my nursing career has a lot to do with helping people repair themselves, because that's what psychiatry really does. Mm-hmm. That's what mental health should be doing, mm-hmm. is teaching people and families and friends how to help and repair others.
Well, you know, that's what a wonderful thing to say, Lois, and I know you do wonderful work, but you know, if somebody's depressed, according to the American Medical Association, the standard operating procedure for the medical profession is to give people antidepressants, which I don't think really cures anything.
Well, let me tell you that depression is a chemical imbalance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes you can rearrange that with food,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes there are other things. But the thing is, you have to be responsible for your depression.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some medications. If you're a diabetic, insulin works, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
There are some depressions that work chemically.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be responsible for your illness.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you take a pill for your depression,
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean that that things are going to be okay, because you still have to do the work.
Sure, sure.
You have to talk about your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You have to talk about why you're sad.
Mm-hmm.
If you're angry, depression is anger sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to tell people, stop doing that. It hurts me. You make me angry.
Sure, sure.
But you have to take responsibility, and you have to work. You know, mental illness sometimes is a brain illness.
Mm-hmm.
A brain is an organ in your head, just like your stomach, your pancreas,
mm-hmm.
your lungs. It has to function. Sometimes it needs a little chemical balance. And sometimes you need to learn how to listen to your brain and work with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you must be responsible for whatever it is that you're dealing with.
Understand. A good point. Really a good point, Lois.
And I don't think people realize that your brain can be diseased. I mean, we know mm-hmm. about schizophrenia and mm-hmm. encephalitis, those kinds of brain illnesses.
Sure.
But not everybody that's depressed, you know, has a mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
It's a symptom of something that hurts you. That you've experienced, that is a broken place.
Sure, sure.
And you can fix it, and you can repair it, and you can learn to cope.
Sure.
You know, that's why sometimes children need time out, and that's why parents need to sit in and talk with their children. And, you know, that starts from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
That starts from the beginning.
Well, I know what you're saying is very true and very profound, Lois, because the studio just got brighter again. It's nice. It's very, very nice. Very nice.
You know, also, a friend of mine was telling me that, talking about repair work,
mm-hmm.
She had a brother that was abusive to her as a child,
mm-hmm.
and she never told anybody, and she lived with that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And only after the death of her brother did she tell some of her family and her friends. And 2 years after the death of her brother, she was in a swimming pool,
mm-hmm.
Doing kind of a swimming meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother and father and her brother were in her mind's eye. And her mother said to her, "I apologize. I never knew what your brother did."
Mm.
So there's many different ways you get messages from spirit
mm-hmm.
when you least expect it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to go to a medium, you know, or a psychic
sure.
to get your own messages.
Sure.
If you open your mind to a meditation and you've asked for help and you want to repair yourself, this information will come to you.
What about people who are new to this and perhaps have some self-doubts regarding the messages they're getting?
Then get a journal,
okay.
write the messages down,
okay,
and then go back and read it in about 2 months.
Okay.
Or if you have a question or if you have a need,
mm-hmm.
be aware of someone coming into your life to give you that message. mm-hmm. or being somewhere where you didn't think you were going to be
mm-hmm.
and recognize something. Spirit can get in touch with you in many different ways. Now, maybe someone that's listening to us today had a grandfather that smoked a pipe. And maybe someday that person would think they were smelling somebody smoking a pipe.
Oh, sure. Sure.
That's the grandfather giving you a message.
Wow.
Perhaps you're a widow and you're in the car and a song comes on that was your husband's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
That's a moment. People, and the bells and the whistles aren't always around, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just a quiet moment.
Mm-hmm.
A phone call from someone and you said, well, I was just thinking about you. Those are all connections.
When my dad comes through to me, sometimes there's an old song, You Are My Special Angel. I know that's
right.
him. That's a song from the late 50s. I know that's my dad coming through.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But see, people don't think that's important, or they don't think it's they think it's a coincidence, or they don't pay attention to it,
mm-hmm.
or they don't think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's our job to make things very simple, very clear, and very gut leveled. Because if you try just one time to pay attention to what that message is, that's the beginning of your evidence. So when it happens to you again, because if you get a message or if you get an idea and you dismiss it and it comes back and it keeps coming back, okay, then that's your opportunity to accept that and then watch what comes after that.
You know,
and then either you know it or you don't.
Well, I have to tell you a true story, Lois. You called me a couple days ago, and you called me exactly at 11:11. Now, that's an angelic number, and I was meaning to tell you that often I will get calls at exactly 11:11 in the morning or 11:11
really?
At night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every time that's happened, it's always been an angelic. The person's either in tune with the light or like an angel to me, and I consider you like an angel to me, Lois, because you always have wonderful messages from the other side. I should say the truth from the other side, which is wonderful
right.
to listen to. So,
listen, I don't tell people what they want to hear, you know.
Right. No, I know that. You're not running for the U.S. president or anything.
No, but I will respect myself enough to tell you what I need to tell you with respect,
mm-hmm.
honesty,
mm-hmm.
And calming, mm-hmm. and clarity, and I will give you some directions in how to follow through on that.
Nice, nice. Well, Lois, I know that you've got dinner reservations tonight, and I do.
I'm taking my friend out for her birthday.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yes.
I didn't know you needed to make reservations at McDonald's. Sorry,
well,
bad joke.
Sometimes you do, because they don't have paper napkins. They have cotton napkins at this McDonald's.
Oh, excellent, excellent,
mm-hmm.
excellent, excellent. Well, I wanted to
I do want to leave you on a high note.
Yes, please do. Please
I have
do.
A granddaughter that's 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
And for Hanukkah, I bought her a little pocketbook, you know,
mm-hmm.
something that someone might take shopping, just a little, you know, but it was an adult, real small pocketbook,
mm-hmm.
and it's pink.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought her this pocketbook, and she put it on immediately, and she wore it the entire night. And as we were sitting down having dinner, her father said to her, Molly, why do you have the pocketbook? You know, why are you wearing it at the dinner table?
Mm-hmm.
She said, listen, Daddy, this is a real live pocketbook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how funny.
So, you know those little things you do for people, you know?
Sure.
That's a healing.
Sure.
That's a healing.
Wonderful.
And so, you know, maybe sometimes just a little something for somebody or
mm-hmm.
A smile, a thank you.
Sure.
You know, those are all things that repair people.
It's true. It does. It really does.
As an intuitive person who deals with letting people understand responsibility and credibility,
mm-hmm.
I want to thank you for doing an honest and spiritual journey, because this is what is needed right now in the energy and the society that we live in. There aren't a lot of people that we're trusting. There are not a lot of people to go to that we think we can trust. And taking on the responsibility of your show that you do with credibility and your honesty is truly one of God's gifts. And God would like to thank you for taking the assignment. This is not easy. You're dealing with people's souls. You're dealing with their mental health, their healing process. And God gave you that assignment because you have your own evidence and you have your own journey. And I'm hoping that people see this, you know, as a refuge to be enlightened. And if you really want to make a change in your life, these are the programs that will help you do that.
Well, thank you so much for saying that, Lois. That's very touching.
You can put a check in the mail now.
That's fine. Well, that's fine. Yeah. No.
Listen, people can get in touch with me at my website, Lois Berman. It's all one word, LOISBERMAN, LoisBerman.com.
Wonderful.
My email, my phone number is on that. I'd be happy to connect with somebody. And I will have a dessert for you tonight, Ted.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Lois.
Okay, and thank you for asking me to be on your show.
Oh, you're always like the studio has lit up again. It's white light everywhere, and it's kind of a bit of a cloudy day in Seattle, but inside the studio here, the light is burning very bright, and it's thanks to you, Lois.
Thank you. And I would like to tell your audience that, you know, this is a time of magic. Believe in the magic of Christmas. Believe in the magic of healing. And believe in the magic of yourself.
Wonderful. What a beautiful thing to say. Thank you, Lois. Thank you so much for coming in. All right, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Richard and Johanna.
and people will be able to meet Lois in person at the Galactic Wisdom Conference coming up in March. Meet and greet.
Thanks, sweetie. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye, Lois. Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks.
Happy Hanukkah. Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, friends, that was Lois Berman coming to us live from Boston, Massachusetts, and wishing us a wonderful Christmas and New Year. And now I'd like to go to Los Angeles to my friend Scott Lemriel. He's a UFO contactee and the author of this wonderful book called The Sayres Agenda. Scott will also be at our Galactic Wisdom Conference come early March. Scott, are you there?
I happen to be here, Ted.
Oh, good. Well, welcome to the program.
I might as well be.
Well, I could read your biography, but then we'd burn up the rest of the 15 minutes.
No, we don't need to. I don't think this time, and maybe your listeners are aware of who I am, or they will in a future show be aware of it.
Yeah, yeah.
For their benefit. And, yeah, she sounds like a delightful, bright spirit there.
Oh, Lois is wonderful. She's.
Yeah. So I look forward to meeting her at the Galactic Wisdom Conference.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Scott. And
anything that can bring people a way to unravel this suppressive knot that has been covertly perpetrated on this planet to a mass of people is a good thing. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's a good thing, and anybody that can provide any kind of uplifting way for people to get awake in a world like this is also a good thing.
Well, that's why I wanted you on today, Scott, because of all the people I know who've had contact with UFOs, I mean, actually UFO face-to-face contacts, you have this wonderful message you have for people called the Hue. And also, too, you have a wonderful message about our future, too. Could you share that with us, please?
Yeah. But this is what I share with people at conferences, like the one I'll be at, the Galactic Wisdom Conference that you're sponsoring, March 6th through 8th, up in Gig Harbor. And like the one I was at in Norway, and you were over there, too, Ted, to that wonderful extraterrestrial disclosure conference that took place there in Bergen in Norway.
Thanks.
What I do is present to people what I've experienced directly throughout my life, dealing with purposefully hidden truth. And that means what I share with people is based upon direct contact and experiences I've had with both benevolent extraterrestrials, human and others, and there are countless billions of them, higher master teachers and beings from higher planes that have been I've been working with for more than 35 years. They've been working with me. And most of those masters, people don't even know existed at any time because they work out in the universe. And one of the primary things that they do on other world systems that are not like this planet Earth that people are used to, that don't have suppressive governments or people that lie to them, they use an ancient vibratory word that was brought into creation at the very beginning, known as hue. And it just sounds like the word hue or the name hue when you send it out on a tone that you're comfortable with, like this. You take a deep breath, relax, think of somebody you love and or something, and then hue. On the outgoing breath. And then you just stop and look and listen to this omnipresent force, this living energy we're all part of. And it allows a person to connect into that in a safe way, in a protected way, that no negativity can penetrate. And I say that, that's a pretty big statement, but it's more important for me that other people experience the truth and validity of this for themselves. So when I'm at conferences or on radio, I demonstrate how to do it. And the best way for people to do it, I think, initially, is at night before they go to sleep. Just get relaxed in a chair or on a bed. Think about someone or something you really love. Get that feeling. You'll get a warm glow. And then send out this hue, because the hue only connects through the pineal gland, the center of the brain, out into the universe, into that source that people call a supreme being, or what beings from other planets call prime creator. And it connects directly into that and begins to unravel the knots and subconscious problems people have over time in a safe, gentle way. And in a protected manner. So at night, they might take several deep, relaxing breaths and then imagine someone or something love, and then send out this hue three or four times. And they'll feel an uplifting warmth and a feeling come over them. And then send out this statement into this hue, into this pure energy, because it's just pure. Say this: safely show me purposefully hidden truth on a grand cosmic multidimensional scale, and the much greater knowing of expansive love within it. That's really saying something into this current directly. And they're going to find, as people all over the world are finding, that they'll get an immediate sense of protection, and they'll begin to start to explore things in ways over the next few months and next few years. It'll be just astounding.
Wonderful. What a nice gift for people. What a nice gift for people, Scott.
I would like to send that out a couple more times if you'd like to do it with me, Ted. That'd be great.
Please,
light
I think
up your studio.
That would be studio's getting lit up now. It's lit up again.
Let's do three of them. You with me?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
Okay.
You.
Studio lit up again. It's like someone flicked on some extra lights. And what's interesting is outside, there's actually more gray clouds now than there were before. But inside the studio, it's very white light.
Oh, the rain's very clean. Cleans out all the chemtrails from the atmosphere, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
So we're good. Yeah, they can get, if anybody's interested in finding about this journey and who the Sayre's race are, they're a very tall, extraterrestrial human race, very benevolent, very masterful, only kind, more advanced than the other races people have heard about over the years, and they've decided to intervene to bring about a transformative change on this planet. Some people, like you, Ted, and some others, are beginning to see some of the positive aspects of that. You won't see it on primetime news just yet because that's completely controlled, but it's beginning to happen. And what's important is that people can explore what I reveal about hidden truth in the Sayre's agenda, which is spelled S-E-R-E-S and pronounced Sayre's, not Sayre's, Sayre's. Then they can find out, it's written people will think it's in a novel format, but it's really a book, and it's based entirely upon my direct experiences with uncovering hidden truth through the help from friends from very far out of town, over 35, 40, 50 years. So what's important, too, is that I want people to be able to work with the hue in exploring the Savior's agenda, because then they'll begin to have experiences of their own, and that's what's most important to anyone.
You know, I've talked to a lot of people this year, Scott, and I just want to tell you, you're one of the most interesting people I've had on my show, certainly with a wonderful positive message. And the other thing I wanted to say too is that a lot of people out there, I know they want to change the world for the better, and some people I think are frustrated, get frustrated sometimes with what they perceive as the slow rate of change. But I know that the Galactic Alliance is working behind the scenes to affect some good changes. And if I may, I'd like to give a couple of examples of that, including Fukushima. Now, Fukushima was an awful nuclear accident in Japan. It polluted much of the Pacific Ocean. There was a huge radioactive plume of water coming to the shores of along the West Coast, but especially to Washington State here in the spring. And I went out and did water samples in May and June, and lo and behold, nothing. It was gone. All the radiation was gone. And then that was confirmed by other scientists in California and Oregon and Alaska.
That's true.
In June, July, and it's still not there. It is gone. Now,
right.
And this has not been covered by the major media outlets at all. The only stories that come out, to my knowledge and belief, are that the radiation is gone, but people don't ask why. Well, it's gone because? I'll let you finish.
No, they're kept too busy and dealing with trivia all day long to really take the time to explore that stuff. But you're right, and it was even announced on California News.
Right, right.
That the governor was behind revealing the fact that they had tested the waters and didn't find any either.
Well,
but it didn't go nationwide, oddly enough.
No. That's because much of the mainstream media, unfortunately, is very controlled. But the truth does get out.
I think the point you want to make, though, correct me if I'm wrong, but is that the Galactic Alliance, what we call off-world, the Galactic Interdimensional Alliance of Free Worlds, because it does involve many parallel dimensions of world systems in that organization that people don't know about.
Right.
And they're all benevolent. There are a vast number of them. And they're involved in beginning to do things like neutralize that radiation that should have killed everybody in Japan.
Yeah.
Many people in the United States, China, Russia, it didn't.
It didn't.
It's 100 times worse than Chernobyl, which killed millions.
Right.
And this did not. So that's just one little example of how they're gradually beginning to change things here by gradually changing the hidden tyrants that are running things here from an implantation process they've gone through that drive them to behave the way they do without their consent or awareness. This is important to know.
Well,
the hue begins to unravel all that for people.
Scott, we've got about a minute and a half left before we go on to our next hour, which will be the best of Out of This World. But briefly, I think people are whether they realize or not, there are changes on the international level regarding the global warming conference. For example, China and the United States both called for the United Nations to...
Well, the whole United Nations met with Obama, French ambassador. He was interviewed on a talk show on TV, and he was talking about how they all agreed unilaterally, this is China, Russia, Putin, us, everyone, that not only is global warming real, but it would destroy life on this planet by 2025, 2030 at the latest, if they don't reorganize world finances to solve this problem.
And
they all know that now.
Right.
That's a very positive thing.
Very positive, and that's a human agenda, not a reptilian agenda.
Exactly.
So it's good. And Scott, we've got about 40 seconds left. I want you to please say some parting words to my listeners, then we'll go on to the next hour.
Okay. I would just say this to everyone. What's important, I don't do this to sell books. I mean, you sell books, you have to make a living here. But I do this really sincerely to show people how to access this special vibratory word and the safety and protection it provides for those people. I don't ask them to take my word for it. I want them to experience and explore this technique for themselves 10 to 15 minutes a night for up to 30 days, and astounding things will happen for them. What's more important for me is that they have the experiences of what I reveal in the Savior's Agenda book. If they want to get the book, they go to my website at paralleltime.com.